Chapter 1. It's all about the name. Focus on building the best possible business. If you're great, people will notice and opportunities will appear. Mark Cuban, investor. I had scribbled down about 20 names for my ping pong idea. The shortlist included Super Pong and Pongster, but I finally settled on Uber Pong. I liked the word Uber, and this was before the ride-sharing company had exploded into the world, and decided that combining it with Pong and making it one word would mean it would be easier to trademark it. Brands that have one word are also more memorable than multiple longer words. Then I nervously checked if the domain name and all social media usernames were available. They were. I bought uberpong.com and uberpong.co.uk and used @uberpong across all social media channels. Consistency is key with any brand, and people assume that if you are @uberpong on one channel, you will be @uberpong on them all. The next job was to create a simple logo. I approached a company in Los Angeles, but they were clearly outsourcing overseas because it took them about 12 hours to reply. Make sure if you're partnering with a local company, you ask where the actual designers are. I could have saved a few days if I had asked that question. Time is precious. I had an idea of making the Uber part of the logo appear in the German form with the umlaut above the U. The two dots would be the ping pong balls. Then I worked in the paddles on the letters P and O. The ping pong equipment was subtly placed within the logo, and using a strong tone of orange, it really popped. People loved the name and color of the logo, so the baby had its name. Now, it had to have an identity. Playbook tips. 1. Try to go with a name that is short, one word, and is not necessarily a ubiquitous word. 2. It will be easier to find a domain name with a brand name that is a combination of two words. Use a website like Namecheck to see if your domain name is available, and also your social media handles. 3. Ask your fellow founders and friends what they think of the name, but above all, go with your gut. If the Google founders had listened too hard to their family and friends, the name would never have seen the light of day.